Afterward, we would have lunch, then busy ourselves playing table tennis or soccer. But at night, some of us would wake up from nightmares, sweating, screaming, and punching our own heads to drive out the images that continued to torment us even when we were no longer asleep. Other boys would wake up and start choking whoever was in bed next to theirs. They would then go running into the night after they had been restrained. The staff members were always on guard to control this sporadic outburst. Nonetheless, every morning, several of us were found hiding in the grasses by the soccer field. We didn't remember how we had gotten there. It took several months before I began to relearn how to sleep without the aid of medicine. But even when I was finally able to fall asleep, I would start awake less than an hour later. I would dream that a faceless gunman had tied me up and begun to slit my throat with the zigzag edge of his bayonet. I would feel the pain that the knife inflicted as the man swore my neck. I would wake up sweating and throwing punches in the air. I would run outside to the middle of the soccer field and rock back and forth, my arms wrapped around my legs. I would try desperately to think about my childhood, but I couldn't. The warm memories had formed a barrier that I had to break in order to think about any moment in my life before the war. The rainy season in Sierra Leone falls between May and October, with the heaviest rainfalls in July, August, and September. My squad had lost the base where I had trained, and during that gunfight, Moriba was killed. We left him sitting against the wall, blood coming out of his mouth, and didn't think much about him after that. Mourning the dead wasn't part of the business of killing and trying to stay alive. After that, we wandered in the forest searching for a new base before the wet season started, but we couldn't find one early enough. Most of the villages we came upon weren't suitable, since we had burned them or another group of fighters had destroyed them at some point. The lieutenant was very upset that we hadn't found a base, so he announced that we would keep walking until we found one. At first it began to rain on and off, then it started to rain continuously. We walked into the thickest forest and tried to escape the downpour by standing under big trees, but it rained to the point where the leaves couldn't hold off the water anymore. We walked through damp forests for weeks. It was raining too hard one morning, and all of a sudden we were under fire. The RPGs we had failed to explode when they were fired. As a result, we retreated. The attackers didn't follow us far enough, so we regrouped again, and the lieutenant said we had to counterattack immediately so that we could follow the attackers. They will lead us to their base, he said, and we advanced toward them. We fought all day in the rain. The forest was wet, and the rain washed the blood off the leaves as if cleansing the surface of the forest, but the dead bodies remained under the bushes, and the blood that poured out of the bodies stayed on top of the soaked soil, as if the soil had refused to absorb any more blood for that day. At about nightfall, the attackers began to retreat. As they were running back, they left one of their wounded men behind. We came upon him, and the lieutenant asked him where their base was. He didn't answer, so someone dragged him with a rope around his neck as we chased the attackers. He didn't survive the drag.